This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Dire warning.
This is going to be the hardest and the saddest week of most Americans' lives, our 9/11 moment.
President's optimism.
We see light at the end of the tunnel.
States threaten more restrictions.
I can tell you right now, this is about to get very bad.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. The nation's been told to brace for a bad week after a rough weekend in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. More than 330,000 confirmed cases are now reported in the U.S. and more than 9,600 deaths. CBS's Stephen Portnoy begins our coverage.
This is going to be a bad week.
On Face the Nation, Dr. Anthony Fauci said deaths will increase in the days ahead.
We are struggling to get it under control.
But by last night's White House briefing, a sunnier view.
We are beginning to see the glimmers of progress.
I see light at the end of the tunnel.
Dr. Deborah Birx pointed to data from tests in New York.
Day over day, their percent positive is finally starting to decline.
But elsewhere, Birx said, the spread continues. Deaths from coronavirus are a lagging indicator. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Mr. Trump again touted the use of a malaria drug. Fauci says there's only been anecdotal evidence of its success, and it can be dangerous for some patients. Now to New York City. CBS's David Begno takes us inside a hospital that's been overwhelmed by coronavirus cases.
Some of them required intubation the second they hit the door.
Here at Brooklyn Hospital Center, nearly 80% of the patients are being treated for the coronavirus. Dr. Joshua Rosenberg is on the front line and has been for weeks.
To the rest of the country who are lagging behind New York, and I pray that it doesn't get to that level in any way, shape, or form. God forbid it does. I hope that they're taking this lead time to get organized.
Public health officials say the U.S. is now entering one of the most critical weeks of this crisis. Another park in New York City is designated to be converted into a field hospital. Within days, the death toll could peak in places like New York, Michigan, and Louisiana. Today, Louisiana is expected to open a makeshift 1,000-bed hospital inside the convention center in New Orleans. Today, Texas state troopers will stop drivers at the Louisiana border, asking them for documentation on where they're going, and if they're staying in the state, they'll need to self-quarantine for 2 weeks.
Every day, it gets heavier.
Cheryl Pabitow's mother, Susanna, and her father, Alberto, both died in the same New Jersey hospital a week apart due to complications from coronavirus.
People said things will get easier day by day, and I'm like, no, I feel like it's the opposite. Day by day, it gets harder for me.
They both died alone. Cheryl said goodbye to her father on FaceTime. She and her siblings weren't even allowed to have a funeral.
Along with a critical shortage of key medical equipment to fight the virus, some hospitals are in a desperate money crunch. CBS's Anna Werner says in some instances that has led to staff cuts.
In Florida, at Miami-Dade County's Jackson Memorial Hospital, executives say they're taking pay cuts, and other employees are being asked to go on temporary furloughs due to the financial strain.
We were required to take time off. We're required to take our personal leave time.
RN case manager Angela Freshley Fairchild was surprised to receive an email saying she would be mandated to take a week off in the middle of the crisis.
I couldn't understand that because all around the country, they're asking for nurses right now.
The ripple effects of preparing for the coronavirus are hitting hospitals around the country. Boston Medical Center Health System temporarily furloughed some 700 employees. A health system in Sarasota, Florida, said its revenue dropped by $16 million in March. It's furloughing some employees, trimming hours for others. The problems are reflected in a new nationwide survey of hospitals from the Inspector General for HHS. Ann Maxwell is an assistant IG.
Hospitals have stopped elective procedures, which bring in money to the hospital. They've stopped other procedures as well. So they're losing revenue.
Back in Miami, the CEO of the Jackson Health System, which runs Jackson Memorial, is Carlos Magoya. He says the answers are in the math.
Again, we're a public health system. Our operating margins are really, really tiny. We don't make a whole lot of money.
He says since his hospitals have stopped doing most elective surgeries, his system has lost 40% of its revenue and predicts it will lose $25 million in the month of April alone. So he says he's keeping frontline doctors and nurses, but cutting wherever else he can.
41 states have stay-at-home orders impacting more than 300 million people. And some governors have expressed anger over large gatherings that have been broken up. Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo warned of tougher restrictions in her state.
I can't tell you exactly how bad it's going to be, because that depends on you and me doing what the right things are.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee is returning 400 ventilators to the federal government, with the caseload now dropping there. They'll be bound for New York and other hard-hit states. Walmart says it's increasing additional safety and cleaning measures after two employees in the Chicago area died from the virus. A rare broadcast address from Queen Elizabeth as coronavirus deaths rise sharply in Great Britain.
In a speech that deliberately evoked the spirit of Britain during the Second World War, she remembers the Queen rallied her people against COVID-19.
Together we are tackling this disease, and I want to reassure you that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome it.
But even as the monarch's speech aired, her ailing prime minister was entering a London hospital with a persistent case of the virus, and Britain's coronavirus death rate spiked. The Brits will need all that national resolve she's calling for. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A tiger at New York's Bronx Zoo has tested positive for coronavirus. It's believed to be the first known infection in an animal in this country. Other tigers and lions there are ill now, too. It's thought the tiger was infected by a worker who was not showing symptoms. Can't hit the salon to cover those gray hairs these days? There's an app for that.
With salons closed and hair desperation setting in, the photo editing app Facetune is helping stay-at-homers spruce up their roots, even if it's all an illusion. The app developer Lighttrick says everyday usage has jumped over the past few weeks across Facetune, Pixaloop, QuickShot, and PhotoFox. The CEO says it's not only a way to soften the shadows, cover the freckles, smooth out the wrinkles, and get rid of flyaways, it's a great outlet for creativity. He reports user base has tripled, and people are spending 25% more time editing videos. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The singer Pink donated $500,000 to two coronavirus relief funds. She says she and her three-year-old son tested positive a few weeks ago and have recovered. 73-year-old Marianne Faithful is hospitalized, but in stable condition with the virus. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them?
and not the man pulling the strings. Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.